I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. After years of declining enrollment, the latest numbers from Eastern Illinois University show that trend is reversing. The university reports overall enrollment is up 7% this fall compared to last year, while freshman enrollment jumped nearly 25%. Kelly Miller is director of admissions at EIU.
We're very proud of the fact that, yes, our freshman class is larger, but that entering classes academic performance, their high school GPA, is up as well.
Miller says new majors at the school and efforts by state lawmakers to keep college students from going out of state are part of the reason enrollment increased. Northern Illinois University will release enrollment numbers next week. Southern Illinois University saw decreases at both of its campuses, and Illinois State University had a slight overall decline in enrollment. In other news, Illinois Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke is again pressing Catholic Church officials on the issue of abuse. Brian Mackey has more.
Burke was part of a church-appointed panel that 15 years ago investigated priests who abused children. She and other members of the panel have signed a letter to Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. They're asking for a new investigation and offering to pick up where they left off. But Burke says this time they have to focus not on the abusive priests, but the church leaders who covered up the crimes.
We're talking about the bishops and the cardinals, who knew what and when. And we know now that many of them did know a lot.
The commission members also say they should report directly to the Pope, not American bishops. I'm Brian Mackey.
A judge will decide whether to revoke or increase the bond for a white Chicago police officer charged with murder in the shooting death of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Judge Vincent Gagan scheduled a hearing for today. Last week, prosecutors filed a motion that argued Jason Van Dyke should be put in jail or have his bond increased because his recent media interviews violated the judge's order not to discuss the case publicly. Van Dyke's attorney, Dan Herbert, said in a statement that Van Dyke did not violate the order because he did not talk about evidence or the shooting itself. Jury selection began yesterday. And now that Chicago's mayor isn't seeking a third term, the question on voters' minds is who's next? The names being discussed include former Education Secretary Arne Duncan, longtime Barack Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, and Bill Daley.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. An agency in South Central Illinois is working to encourage students who are interested in health care to come back to rural areas. The South Central Illinois Area Health Education Center offers job shadowing, internships, and practicums in hospitals and caregiver settings. Director Kayla Dunahy says it's important to attract qualified medical professionals to work in less populated areas.
We're underserved in cancer screenings. We are underserved in primary care. And, you know, just making sure that those students, have that passion to bring their knowledge back to rural areas to make sure that you have that kind of care.
Dunahy says her agency recently partnered with SIU Edwardsville to offer a health care diversity camp for more than 30 high school students across the state. She says students learned about dentistry, pharmaceuticals, nursing, nutrition, and dietitian positions. She says they also got advice on how to apply for college. The Illinois Department of Public Health is working to get more people vaccinated against hepatitis A. Illinois hasn't had any outbreaks, but other states are reporting an increase in Hep A cases. It's an infection that can damage the liver. It's spread through food, water, drug use, and sex. State Department of Public Health Director Dr. Nirav Shah says they're sending plenty of vaccine to almost 24 local health departments to help immunize those who can't afford it.
We're really targeting the entire state, but focused on the areas of the state that we know to have high numbers of individuals who have reported drug use or high homeless population.
The local departments will then offer the shot for free at a reduced cost. I'm Jennifer Fuller.